before we close the door on 2018, we're bringing you some of our favorite moments from recent shows.
Like the time we visited Milwaukee and talked to actor Glenn Close. Peter asked her about growing up in Africa.
Yes, my father was in the former Belgian Congo for 16 years, being a doctor.
Right, he was a doctor in the Belgian Congo. So, and was it true that he occasionally worked with the dictator of the time, Mobutu Sese Seko, is that right?
He was his doctor.
Wow.
So he knew him when he was a colonel.
Wow, so did you get to hang out with the dictator of the Congo?
No. I was involved in a singing group after I graduated from high school, so I was kind of traveling around myself.
Glenn, you're in a safe place. If it was an a cappella group, you can tell us.
No. I actually wanted to ask you about this.
I love a cappella.
The group was the famous Up With People, is that right?
That's right.
Oh,
you're not in that same place.
I loved Up With People. Do you still have a V-neck sweater? Just say it.
No, I have to say I got rid of all my V-neck sweaters.
So I want to put this delicately, and you can say as much as you want, but my understanding is that in those early days of Up With People, it was kind of weird.
It was. I don't know how much you want to talk about.
For people who might be younger, Up With People was this wonderfully cheerful group of mostly white people singing very cheerful songs, and we saw them a lot at Super Bowl halftime shows in the 80s. You were a part of that, but earlier, right?
I was. I was part of the first group.
And so what was weird about it?
It was very controlled. It was the offshoot of what basically was a cult group.
Really?
And
so what was the purpose of a cult? Did you have like a messiah figure in the middle of it?
Any cult is to make the world better, but their way.
And what was their solution? V-neck sweaters and cheerful white people? What was it?
Yes.
In a word.
Cults are notoriously difficult to leave. Did you have to be like kidnapped, or did you have to escape in any way, or did you just say?
We can laugh about it, but it was incredibly traumatic, and I finally left, and I, at 22 years old, I went to William & Mary and became a freshman at 22.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. That was before college. I want to cover this. It turns out that you, I believe, are tied with two other actresses from many, many years ago for the most Oscar nominations without winning one for Best Actress. And people,
isn't that great?
Well, I want to ask you about this.
You know what, Glenn? If they throw in an additional category, the most Oscar nominations and leaving a cult, then you win.
That's true. But a number of people have said that in the new film that you're coming out now, The Wife, in which you star as the wife, that this might be it. This might be the movie that finally gets Glenn Close her Oscar. People really care about that,
or
it seems.
Or sole possession of the record.
It's true, one way or another.
You win either way.
I wanted to ask what you think about that.
Well, it might be nice to keep the record going.
That's true.
Honestly. Right. That's how I feel about my losses on Wait, Wait.
Yeah. I do have to ask you about what I think is your most famous role out of the many, many, many films you've done, which is, of course, Fatal Attraction. And that was the first time that you had played a villain, right? Because the roles that you were in before were very heroic. You were like the force of good in The Natural. And so was it, I imagine it must have been fun to play a psychopath.
Absolutely. I was not playing a psychopath.
Right.
No. But I know where you live.
That was chilling.
Hang on, I have to call home. Hide the bunny. Actually, one of the things, I was reading something that you said that since making that film, it was some years ago, but you say that people have come up to you and talked about that film and said to you, quote, "You saved my marriage." And
yes.
I don't know what that means. Were people saying to you?
Well, because it's women who say that,
yeah,
by the way.
And what do they mean by that?
Well, they mean that I scared the out of their husband.
Oh,
It's so true.
Well, Glenn Close, we are delighted and honored to talk to you, but we have, in fact, asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Be very, very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
I say this with some sadness, but for all your remarkable achievements in theater and film, you will always be associated with a particular rabbit who sadly did not end up well, but simply and deliciously prepared. So we thought we'd ask you three questions about live rabbits. Answer two of them correctly, you win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice from our show on their voicemail. Bill, who is Glenn Close playing for?
Susan Wernicke of Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
All right. Nearby, apparently. So here's your first question about live, healthy, happy rabbits. One of the greatest days in rabbit history was when a group of rabbits accomplished what feat? A, they stole the world's largest carrot from a Guinness World Records display. B, they defeated General Napoleon Bonaparte in a pitched battle. Or C, represented by a human lawyer, they successfully sued Bugs Bunny for copyright infringement.
I do the third one.
You do the third one, that the rabbits sued Bugs Bunny for copyright infringement. No, actually, it's not. It was they defeated Napoleon Bonaparte.
No.
True story.
How
Napoleon
Bonaparte. Napoleon.
Napoleon decided to throw a party for his generals and aides, and it was going to be a rabbit hunting party. And he took them out in the field, and he gave everybody guns. This was fun, I guess, in the early 18th century. And they released the rabbits, but instead of running and hiding and making themselves interesting to hunt, the rabbits all turned and attacked Napoleon. And his aides, driving them back into their coach, and they ran away terrified.
There is no way that's true.
It's absolutely
no,
true.
No, you know why it's true? The victors write the history.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
All right, you still have two more chances, so I'm not particularly worried. Rabbits have played their role in American history as well as when which of these happened. A crazed rabbit attacked then-President Jimmy Carter. B, Senator John Mitchell resigned after being photographed in his special sexy rabbit costume. Or C, when drunk late at night, the Nixon tapes caught that president talking to his imaginary best friend, a bunny named Max.
Oh, my Lord. I go with the first one.
You're going to go with the first one. You're right. Those of us who were alive back then might remember it. The famous incident happened when Carter was fishing in a pond back at home in Georgia, and this rabbit, he says, got in the water and swam straight towards him with murder in its eye, and he actually fended it off with an oar. So, all right, this is your last question. If you get this right, you win for our listener. A rabbit, of course, is playing a role in today's politics as well. In what way? A, Ivanka Trump has been accused of selling non-humanely raised rabbit fur underwear. B, among the charges against Congressman Duncan Hunter of California, he used campaign funds to buy a plane seat for a rabbit. Or C, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos named her daughter's pet rabbit Undersecretary for Administration.
I know that it's the second one.
And you are right. Among the charges in Mr. Hunter's indictment, he spent $600 of campaign funds to fly his family's pet rabbit. Mr. Hunter says it was a, quote, oversight. Happens to anybody. Bill, how did Glenn Close do in our quiz?
She got 2 out of 3, and that's a win for us.
Glenn Close is an award-winning actress. Thank you so much for talking to us. What a pleasure.
Bye, Glenn.
Thank you. Bye, Glenn.